So I'm telling you, it's so worth it.
Really?
Aaron agrees.
Really? Okay, so we're doing the tape yesterday got messed up, so we're just going to quickly chazer from yesterday. The problems are the Rambam and Isha's Gimel Yates. The problem is there are four halachos, and the breakup should have been two and two. But the real breakup and the real Rambams is really three and one. Okay, so you go over the questions, but it's not the way it should have been broken up. And he used the Lashon Mitzvah in the first three, and not doesn't use the, just use Ein Roi in the last one. So it seems also to indicate the similarity of the first three and not the fourth one, but what is that similarity? Also, we notice the Rambam doesn't seem to have in the Mishnah Torah a universal idea of Mitzvah and Mishlucho, although in the Pirush Mishnayos he seems to have it, but in the Mishnah Torah he doesn't seem to indicate such a thing. It seems to be particular. Specifically by Kavod Shabbos, it seems Zehu Kvodo, it's a Kiyam in Kavod Shabbos, so the Gavra to subordinate himself to Shabbos and thereby express the Chashivas of Shabbos, that's the Kavod. But the question is, what about by Kiddushin? Where's the Kiyum in Kiddushin? So we answered, and we thought maybe by understanding what his idea of Kiddushin, by Kiddushin of Mitzvah Shluchah, you'll thereby be able to understand the next halacha also, part three. So we said that it's an idea that in Kiddushin, the idea of Kiddushin is that you don't just jump into marriage, this instinctual institution, rather, before you do it, you involve yourself in a kinyan, and which reflects ideas of that Kiddushin, and of Kiddusha. And thereby, that's Kiddushin Yisrael, as Mekadesh Shal Echubav Kiddushin, that you precede your marriage with an involvement in Kenyan, in a halachic process. So he said is that in that regard, Bo is Yosef Mishlucha, because there's a greater involvement in the and greater removal from the instinctual and involvement in the world of halacha. And that's the kiyum of Kiddushin, is that you precede your marriage and its platform is on the world of halacha. And you get involvement in the world of halacha. So it's a greater kiyum. Kiddushin lends itself to a greater kiyum to be involved actively. Okay. Fine. So then we just said perhaps by an isha, the Rambam seems to have a separate havmina. He doesn't group together man and woman, but he says it's a mitzvah for the person man to do it, and then it's also a mitzvah for the woman to do it, b'atzma. So he said you could have had a havmina that would only be by man, not by a woman. And we have two possible svaras to differentiate. One svara is because for a man, is involved in getting married is like a conquest. He's actively pursuing the woman. So you could say is that the kiyum, it's a special kiyum for him to stop that and actively involve himself in kiddushin. But by a woman, the nature of her role in the kiddushin is like a passive thing. And the mitzvah of kiddushin is that her, she's only mikudasha, she only is married when she has kiddushin prior. But it's not the involvement in the kiddushin. So therefore, you'd argue it wouldn't matter whether she does the batzma or shlucha. Kamash Malan, no, because even for her, even though it's passive, that's a certain type of an involvement of psychologically, he's involved in being a Kabbalah Kedushin, and that also is a greater Kiyam of Kedusha if you check that. So it's a separate Chiddush that by a woman also there's a halachic institution of Mitzvah by Yisrael Meshlucha. That's one possible way we said. Another way to learn would be is that the question is what's it a Kiyam in? More of a halachic idea is that if you say Mitzvah Meshlucha, so he says that there's a Maisa HaMitzvah of Kiddushin, there's a Maisa Kiddushin, and you say that it's a greater performance, there's a greater Kiyam in the Maisa Kiddushin if you do a Ba'atzmo. You involve yourself, you do it yourself. But by the Isha, since there is no Maisa HaMitzvah, there's no Maisa Kiddushin, she's simply a Mekabel, so you'd say halachically the Kiyam doesn't have an address, it's not a Kiyam in a Maisa. So Kamash Malon is that even though she is simply a Makabel, and it's not a Maisa per se, but in the framework of Kiddushin, that is an involvement. It's not a Maisa, but it's an involvement in the Kiddushin. And because of the Kiddusha, because of the experience of it, therefore there will be a Kiyam of her being involved, even though it's a passive involvement, but that passive involvement to be done by Atma is a greater Kiyam. So the Chiddush is that this Kiyam doesn't only exist in a Maisa, in a real action, but even exists in a passive involvement in the thing. So that's a greater halachic chiddush. It's a greater chiddush halachic that so the kiyum would exist in that type of an involvement. No? Okay. So that's the first two parts of the halacha. Then the third one, he says, the fact that Rambam puts together this thing that a father shouldn't marry off his daughter until she grows up, seems to indicate that he's going to learn it's in the same framework. Not in the regular way to learn, like Tosos, so like that it's because she'll get in a bad marriage. Rather, we said the idea is that the same idea is that in Kiddushin it's an idea of subordinating your instinct to the process of Kiddushin. So it says if you marry off a daughter before her instinct kicks in, or before she chooses that guy and she's going for him, so then you're lacking this component. In other words, she wants that guy, she says Meponi Ani Rotza, and then you say, oh, you want her? You want that guy? Fine, but first you have to do Kiddushin. First you have to submit yourself to Halacha. So that's a Kiyam in the Kiddushin. In the Kiddushin, that it's a subordination of the instinct which has already expressed itself. So if you marry her off before that comes about, so then the Kiddushin is lacking in that dimension. And that could take form two ways. Either if she's a Katana, because she doesn't have Ploni Ani Rotza, she doesn't have Das, it's not, you know, or because she's an Ira, but the father just chooses a guy outside of her will. It's because he says what Ram says, she has Roshos to do that when she's a Katana or she's an Ira. But it's not really for the father to do it until two things. She's Tagdil, so she has Das, and she says Ploni Ani Rotza, that she wants that guy. And then she's going for that guy, she's an Ira, she's going for that guy, then the father then says, oh, hold on a second, you added the condition. So that's a kiyam, that's this kiyam also, that's a mitzvah. Identity, oh, right, in the marriage itself. But to get married before then, the marriage would be lacking this dimension. It would lack this component of being a, it's not just a taking halachic enhancement. That is, like the kedusha of kedushin stems from its being a subordination of the instinct and checking the instinct. Don't just pursue your instinct of marriage, but subordinate it to halacha. So you'll totally lack that if you marry if your daughter is a katana. So it's a mitzvah to wait. It's not saying you're not allowed, but it's a mitzvah to not do it, because this kiyam, just like mitzvah yisrael mishlucha, it's a kiyam in the kedushin which you'll have. Now, should you do it, should you not do it, that's, it just depends upon, whatever. There are a lot of factors, but you're lacking this kiyam. It's a mitzvah to wait. Now, the Rambam does say, we notice the Rambam says two things. He says, first of all, he says, ein ro'ei to do that, and then he says, re'ela mitzvah to do it, So he said is that it could be the Rambam doesn't argue that it's also not wrong, it's also wrong because you're going to get her in an unhappy marriage. He's just saying there's also a positive kiyam in kedushin itself to marry her off when she's of age. So the Rambam put it together in this halacha to underscore the positive components, because otherwise you'd associate it with the next halacha as being just the negative thing. But this has two halachas, and it's the positive and the negative. But then the third halacha, the fourth part, is a totally different thing. That's a matter of that a man shouldn't marry a woman blindly, okay, without seeing her when she's a katana, because it's going to lead to unhappy marriage. It's a totally different thing. That's not because of the kiyum of kedusha per se and the subordination of the instinct. That's a different idea. That since it's mishpat abanos, it's also to set up. You're not allowed. It's not really to do the marriage in a way which contradicts our needs. So that's a totally separate thing. So it's a separate thing. But when the father does it, when the father does it, and he's the one setting up the kedushin to marry off the katana, is lacking in the kiyam. So it's like it's splitting off. It's two separate things. So we pointed out the fact that there's one other point, is that, so that explains the Rambam, the Bavega. We pointed out the fact that there's two different dinim in this halacha of marrying off, of the father not marrying off his daughter who's a katana, exists in the Gemara, because the Gemara has Rabbi Yehuda Marav is the one who says, you're not allowed to marry a woman without seeing her, which is because of the Mishpat Rabbanos idea. Then it says, in this new halacha of you shouldn't marry a daughter katana, it says it's Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Yisem Rav Elazar. So it's a suffix, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda Marav or not. So what he's saying is it could be that the suffix is a matter of, is it the same halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, a continuation of the previous Rabbi Yehuda Marav, which is after Echamacha, the Mishpat Rabbanos idea, or is it a totally different thing? In other words, if it's not Rabbi Yehuda Marav, it could be it's a different point, it's a different concept, which is this positive idea of the mitzvah of the subordination, more similar to the mitzvah of Mishlucha. So it's a conjecturous, but perhaps a svara for an isema, you know? It's like if you have, it's the same Manda Amar, and he's the author of that statement, then he said that's what the suffix. Is this just the same halacha, or is this a new halacha? And then I guess maybe they say it's Rav Elazar. I don't know exactly how it emerged, this factually, but I mean, perhaps it's, you know, in line with the fact that there are two different things here. But we said is the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos either he changed his mind or it seems there he doesn't have this idea about the father marrying his daughter off because of the kiyum and the kedusha. Seems like there he makes it very generic. He says the universal klal, and this he links together not only to mishlucha but the father marrying his daughter, he links together with marrying a woman blindly. So it seems like he has in the Pirush Mishnayos he went along with the regular classification, but in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the Mishnah Torah he developed this new idea. It seems that way.